and sisters. You may be sore, you ask Father Harden to speak to you. How many are there here, sister? How many in class? 40. How many sisters?
46.
No. Today is what? Today is the 5th of December. Well, let's make it by the Feast of St. Nicholas, 1998. 1 year from tomorrow, St. Nicholas, right? Am I correct? 1 year from tomorrow. Sisters, I am asking all of you to either bring to the Catholic faith somebody who is not Catholic, or bring back to the Catholic faith somebody who has strayed away. I'm repeating. I'm giving you homework. I'm giving you 1 year. Of course, you can be more. What I'm saying is those who are not Catholic to be the head of the Catholic Church, or those who have been but have strayed away from their practice of the Catholic faith, at least one convert by December the 6th, Feast of St. Nicholas, 1998. Sisters, okay? She says yes, too. And sisters, once you realize how hungry people are for the truth, you'll be surprised in how happy you can make people here on earth. I could now talk for the next 10 hours, giving you one story after another. Thanks, sisters, shall I say, for promising everything you can to bring one person either back to the true faith or to the true faith if the first had never been a professed Catholic. Thank you. Next question. How are believers in Christ to witness to the truth? They are to witness to Christ, who is the truth, by their words and deeds. Sisters, talk about Jesus Christ. And sisters, let me share this with you. Everybody likes to listen to a story. So, years ago, I was in the order maybe 4 or 5 years. I was told by one of my spiritual fathers, as we call them, long before my ordination, "John, why don't you start collecting stories? Nothing long, just maybe one sentence or two of something that you remember, either happened to you, or happened to somebody else, or that you heard about, or read about, and number them." In about 1 month, I collected over 200 stories. How did our Lord teach? Many ways, but especially by telling what? Parables. Every parable is a story. Okay? In other words, start jotting down when interesting things happen to you. Keep a record. By the time I had my ordination, over 5,000 stories. In other words, talk to people about, about Jesus Christ, about what you believe, what your faith means to you. Can I tell you about the Muslim woman on the plane? From New York to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Almost a 5-hour flight. I planned to do some work on the plane. But she was sitting across the aisle from me, and you could tell she wanted to talk. And she talked good English. She was from Iran. She was a Muslim. All we talked about was Esau. Esau, that's Jesus. The Ibn Allah, the Son of God. Because the Muslims don't believe him. And she was just thrilled. And she's been corresponding with me from Iran. What your faith means to you, and make it interesting. Don't bore the people that you talk to. Tell them stories. Sisters, watching the clock. Oh, the stories I could tell. How can we offend against the truth? We can sin against the truth by making a false testimony, for example, in court. And then worse still, by making an oath, which is perjury. We can further offend against the Eighth Commandment by rash judgment, when we assume, without sufficient grounds, that someone has committed a sin. Sisters, let me be clear. As I think I've said before, there is nowhere in the Bible a commandment, you should love yourself. We love ourselves spontaneously, dearly, patiently. And as a result, what happens? We see the failings in other people. Remember our Lord's words? Where I can see the small speck in another person's eye and not see the big log in our eyes. And let me be further clear. There are two kinds of judgment we can make about people. Number one, someone does or says something that our conscience tells us is wrong. Is it a sin to say to ourselves, that's wrong? No, be better. Otherwise, what would happen? Oh, the false charity will imitate a bad example of other people. But what we can never judge, sisters, is what? The inside of a person's soul. We don't know two things. We don't know how much grace they have. We don't know how much grace they have. And secondly, we don't know how much their will is behind what our conscience tells us is wrong. Again, we sin by detraction, maybe they close to others, without sufficient reason. The immoral failures of people that we know. You notice that's detraction.